Below the timer, there was a menu listing Ultraman's various energy attacks in Japanese. I quickly selected Specium Ray, and then held my arms up in front of me, one horizontal and the other vertical, forming a cross. A pulsing beam of white energy shot out of my forearms, striking the Mechagodzilla in its chest and knocking it backward. Thrown off balance, Sorrento lost control and tripped over his own mammoth feet. His mech tumbled to the ground, landing on its side. A cheer went up from the thousands of avatars watching from the chaotic battlefield around us. I launched myself into the air and flew half a kilometer straight upward. Then I dropped back down, feet first, aiming my heels directly at the Mechagodzilla's curved spine. When my feet hit, I heard something inside the metal beast snap under my crushing weight. Smoke began to pour out of its mouth, and the blue glow in its eyes quickly dissipated. I executed a backflip and landed behind the supine mech in a crouch. Its single, functioning arm flailed wildly while its tail and legs thrashed about. Sorrento appeared to be struggling with the controls in an effort to get the beast back on its feet. I selected Yatsuaki Korin from my weapon menu, Ultra Slice. A glowing, circular saw blade of electric blue energy appeared in my right hand, spinning fiercely. I hurled it at Sorrento, releasing it with a snap of my wrist like a frisbee. It whirred through the air and struck the Mechagodzilla in its stomach. The energy blade cut into its metal skin as if it were tofu, slicing the mech into two halves. Just before the entire machine exploded, the head detached and blasted away from the neck. Sorrento had ejected. But since the mech was lying flat, the head shot out on a trajectory parallel to the ground. Sorrento quickly adjusted for this, and the rocket sprouting from the head began to tilt it skyward. Before it could get very far, I crossed my arms again and fired another Specium Ray, nailing the retreating head like a clay pigeon. It disintegrated in an immensely satisfying explosion. The crowd went wild. I checked the scoreboard and confirmed that Sorrento's employee number had vanished. His avatar was dead. I couldn't take too much satisfaction from this, though, because I knew he was probably already kicking one of his underlings out of a haptic chair so he could take control of a new avatar. The counter on my display had only 15 seconds remaining when I deactivated the beta capsule. My avatar instantly shrank back to normal size, and my appearance returned to normal. Then I spun around, powered on my jet boots, and flew into the castle. When I reached the opposite end of the huge foyer, I found H and Artemis standing in front of the crystal door waiting for me. The smoking, bloodied bodies of over a dozen recently slain Sixer avatars lay scattered on the stone floor around them, slowly fading out of existence. Apparently, there had been a brief and decisive skirmish, and I'd just missed it. "No fair," I said, cutting my jet boots and dropping to the floor beside H. "You could have saved at least one of them for me." Artemis didn't reply. She just gave me the finger. "Congrats on wasting Sorrento," H said. "It was an epic throwdown for sure, but you're still a complete idiot. You know that, right?" "Yeah," I shrugged. "I know."
"You're such a selfish asshole," Artemis shouted. "What if you'd gotten yourself killed, too?"
"I didn't, though, did I?" I said, stepping around her to examine the crystal door. "So chill out and let's open this thing." I examined the keyhole in the center of the door, then looked at the words printed directly above it, etched into the door's faceted surface. Charity. Hope. Faith. I took out my copy of the crystal key and held it up. H and Artemis followed suit and held up their keys too. Nothing happened. We all exchanged concerned looks. Then, an idea occurred to me, and I cleared my throat. Three is a magic number, I said, reciting the first line of the Schoolhouse Rock song. As soon as I spoke the words, the crystal door began to glow, and two additional keyholes appeared on either side of the first.
That did it, H whispered. Holy shit, I can't believe this. We're really here, standing in front of the third gate.
Artemis nodded. Finally. I inserted my key in the center keyhole. H inserted his into the keyhole on the left, and Artemis placed hers in the keyhole on the right. Clockwise, Artemis said. On the count of three? H and I nodded. Artemis counted to three, and we turned our keys in unison. There was a brief flash of blue light, during which all of our keys and the crystal door itself vanished. And then the third gate stood open in front of us, a crystal doorway leading into a spinning whirlpool of stars. Wow, I heard Artemis whisper beside me. Here we go. As the three of us stepped forward, preparing to enter the gate, I heard an ear-splitting boom. It sounded like the entire universe was cracking in half. And then, we all died.